My statement here available. So good afternoon, everybody. This is the Design Commission for 10/29/2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B is closed to the public due to COVID pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. So, let me see. Do you want to? Oh, yeah, so let's introduce the staff. Tim, you want to start?
Sure. BDS, Tim Heron, Hillary.
Hillary Adam, BDS, Laura.
Laura Duvall, hearings clerk.
Thank you. And then the design review commissioners, can you start with Chandra?
Robinson, Portland Design Commission.
Zary Santner, Design Commissioner. Jessica.
Jessica Molinar, Design Commissioner.
And I'm Sam Rodriguez, also Design Commissioner. The commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide, review of new construction or remodeling of projects within, within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussions or voting on that project. If a commission member has an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it and on the record, and it's subject to rebuttal. I don't think this is an issue, but let's just do, is there anybody has any conflict of interest with the matter that we're going to discuss?
No.
No conflict.
No conflict.
And none here either. So with that, I'll give it to you, Tim, to Hillary.
Thanks.
I don't know, Hillary's over here in my
thing. Oh, did I report?
You should have seen us earlier in gallery view. So I'm here only to get your okay on the draft Historic Resources Code project letter that you guys are writing to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. I sent out the final draft Monday at 5:23. I can share it on the screen if you wish, but you've all seen the latest version, so let me know if you want me to share it. Otherwise, we can just hold or take a motion to accept the letter and forward it to the commission.
Has everybody had a chance to review?
Yes.
Yes.
Does anybody have any tweaks or comments?
No.
None here either. So
I move that we finalize the letter as written and forward it to the Planning and Sustainability Commission.
A second.
Thank you. Laura?
Commissioner Molinar?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Commissioner Santner?
Yes.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Yes.
Great. Thank you guys for making the extra date.
Sure. Sam, did you testify yesterday?
No, it was kind of weird. I mean, you can ask Tim. I wasn't sure at what time, so I started at the very beginning and I'm listening to all this thing. And then I get a text from Tim and said, hey, congratulations. Nothing happened.
I think I think, Zeri, were you referring to Tuesday for this Tuesday. Particular item we voted on?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I tried to make it, but I you know, it's there seems to be a little movement in the investment community, and investors are actually showing up to town. So I've been actually touring with investors. Okay. I actually think it should show up in the front page of the Oregonian, in real estate investors seen in downtown Portland.
Okay.
Well,
no, I didn't
so that's fine. They had a hundred people signed up to testify, so they had to continue the hearing. But we're just going to get this out to them so that they can hear your message about working with the Landmarks Commission.
Okay. Hillary, I have a question that is totally unrelated to what we wrote. Mm-hmm. And that is the work being reviewed and analyzed from the perspective of equity and diversity and inclusion, specifically, you know, a lot of times, as we know, zonings and codes have, for a variety of reasons, have had consequences in terms of exclusionary consequences.
Yeah.
So we know that the cities, this is not the city's intention, but is somebody's looking into that as well?
Well, I know that is very much at the forefront of Brandon's mind as he's been working through the code. And I know that BPS, that's also a priority for them, to the point where they're discussing halting a lot of planning projects that don't address those issues. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that there is a formal review of this project by a separate group looking at it just through that lens. But so I can't answer that for sure. Okay. But I know that those issues are definitely being considered.
Well, especially in the formation of districts,
mm-hmm.
Historic districts, we want to make sure that that is not used as an excuse to preclude certain kind of development. So, in the mm-hmm. area.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the testimony that we heard so far on Tuesday had similar concerns, just in terms of access to designating districts, so that it wouldn't just be a legislative project that has to be financed with city money, which means that there has to be will at City Hall for that to happen. The Landmarks Commission is definitely interested in small groups of people being able to list small districts, however that may happen. So I think that's one of the things that the Landmarks Commission wants to work out with the Planning and Sustainability Commission, how to make something like that more accessible so that it's like more bottom up rather than top down.
Right. Okay, great.
I was going to ask you, I wasn't able to go and testify, but what was the tenor of the testimony?
I'd say mostly there was support for some of the proposals that are going to streamline people's ability to create ADUs by tearing down existing garages in places like Irvington. There were a lot of people that spoke to that this code would basically make Portland the only city in the country where the Planning and Sustainability Commission would be the recommending body on a historic district rather than the Landmarks Commission. So there was opposition to how that's currently written. I know that Ian McKenzie spoke to having a sort of comparable clause limiting what the Landmarks Commission can review in their land use review, similar to how DOZA limited your ability to look at FAR and height. So some people were concerned about the makeup of the commission, because we open it up to be, or HRCP opens it up to be a lot more broad in the categories that aren't public at large, just to make it easier to get people on the commission. But there's concern that because it was so broad, it wouldn't be people who have expertise in preservation. It's kind of mostly what I remember.
Okay. And they're actually going to get to 100 people?
Oh, well, I mean, if they got to get through everybody that still wants to testify.
As long as it takes.
Yeah.
So, breaking news, you guys. Joanne Hardesty just endorsed Sarah.
Yes. Earlier, we heard that.
I hadn't seen it. I just saw it. Wow. Okay. Gets interesting.
Very.
Oh. Is that official business, Commissioner?
Nope. Nope. Things are changing.
Yes.
Well, with that, I will adjourn this hearing. And you're going to then wrap that up, Hillary, and,
yep.
and send it out.
Yep.
When is the next hearing for this?
The next PSC.
Yes.
The 10th.
Yeah.
Great. So, Tim, will you let me know?
Yes, Sam. I have to check the thing. We'll,
just send me a text or an email.
Thank you. I'll make a note. Thank you.
I can try and, you know, just, it's odd to get back on.
I don't know if you can still sign up to testify.
Oh, no, I think Sam was switching gears about,
okay.
He has an item he has a conflict with in the middle of our November 5th hearing.
Right.
And so I'm going to, I just got to look at our quorums and stuff like that.
If you need me on that, I mean, I can be on the first one and then bail.
Yeah, I was, frankly, in the back of my mind, I was thinking we need you for the county. One at the end. Okay. Yeah, that's all.
Is it a time certain on both?
Yeah, I mean, we're, if we hit our marks on timeliness, we don't start before they start. So yes, it would be a time certain. It just depends how long testifying and stuff like that occurs on the ones before. I don't know about the one that you have a conflict with, how much testimony we're going to have for that. So let me circle back and figure something out, but I'll make a note and I'll make a point. I'm out tomorrow, but I'll check in with you on Monday.
Yeah. In any case, Tim, I want to make sure that I don't accidentally come into the hearing room.
Understood. Yeah, no, that was it. We had that conversation. That's cool. Yeah. I will make sure you don't perjure yourself, Commissioner.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. See you guys.
Hi, everybody.
Bye. Bye.